Hello and welcome to our Advent Reflections from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. It is the fourth week of Advent and we are going to be lighting our candles to remember that light came into the world and gave us hope, love, joy. And this week we remember that he came and brought us peace. So let's light our candles. So let us pray. Jesus, light of the world, we thank you that you came into this dark world. You came to bring us hope, love, joy, and peace. And so we worship you as we celebrate the joy of your presence, the peace of your presence. We thank you that we can know peace, because you are with us. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. So in our Advent series, we have been looking at the fact that love came down at Christmas to reveal to us truths about who God is and what he is doing in this world. And this week we'll be looking at the fact that love came down at Christmas to reveal that God is with us. In Isaiah 7, verse 14, we are told, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." Emmanuel, a Hebrew name which means God with us. At Christmas, we remember and we celebrate the wonderful, amazing truth that God is with us. He is not absent, distant, or neglectful of us. Instead, he chooses to dwell with us in the noise, chaos, and mess of this world. At Christmas, we celebrate because, as John 1, verse 14 in the Message version said, God became flesh and blood and moved into the neighbourhood. We celebrate because God is still in the neighbourhood, not as the flesh and blood person of Jesus, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. When you want to meet with God, where do you go? Where do you sense God with you? It's true that we often like to turn to a particular physical, geographical place or places where we feel we can hear God more or where we have encountered him powerfully before. We see this a lot in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, where people built altars to honour God's presence and remember what he did for them. We connect physical places with God's presence. This is not a bad thing. But it is important to remember that God can be found in all places at all times. He cannot be constrained to any geographical location. And likewise, there is nowhere that is off limits to God. The account of Jesus' birth in the Gospel of Luke helps to demonstrate to us that love came down at Christmas to reveal his presence with us in all places and at all times. God has come near. God has come here in Christ. God is here with us wherever we are. Emmanuel. I know I have said this before, but Emmanuel is one of my favourite names for God, as it reminds me that God is truly with me, that I am never abandoned or expected to cope on my own. God is here. This statement means so much to me. What does it mean to you? Do you stop to think about what it means to know that God is with you wherever you are? Think about that question as we read through Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, Judea to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. God is with us. In this famous Christmas Bible passage, the angel announces to the shepherd, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." The angels came with the message of God's presence in the world. They came not to a palace, but to a field. Or as one scholar said, not in the temple, but on a farm. When we think about important divine announcements, we would tend to expect them to happen in majestic, important places. But God revealed the news of his coming to shepherds in their workplace, as they were doing their normal activities at work. God announced his news not to the powerful and the privileged, but to the low-paid workers at the bottom of the social ladder. Love came down at Christmas to reveal God's presence with us. And this means he is with us when we are at work. Now, I admit, talking about God being revealed in the workplace is perhaps a strange thing to be doing at the moment, when many people are not in their typical workplaces at the moment, as the country is being urged to work from home. And many others are not in work for a variety of reasons, such as retirement, sickness, unemployment, redundancy. But this truth, that God is present in the workplace, is a message for all of us, because we all do work, no matter our employment situation. We tend to have quite a narrow definition of work as the activities we do for which we get paid for. But a broader understanding of the concept of work can involve much more than our paid employment. One definition describes work as a task or tasks to be undertaken. And using this definition, work could refer to nearly anything we want to apply it to. So where is your workplace? Perhaps it is the place you volunteer in the local community. Perhaps your workplace is in your garden as you tend to your plants. Perhaps your work happens when you go to the shops to get the weekly groceries. God is there in your workplace. Do you expect to meet God in your workplaces? Do you expect him to show up in the middle of your office? Can you imagine if God showed up at the checkout till in your supermarket as you're getting your bread and milk? What would that look like? How would you respond? How might the good news of God's love, God's presence in the world demonstrated in Jesus, reach your workplaces? God revealed his presence to the shepherds in the middle of their workplace, in the field as they watched the sheep. After they went to Bethlehem and saw Jesus, we are told the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. They went back to their field. I wonder, did they feel differently about that field, about their workplace, as they returned? How was their perception of their workplace transformed? As we carry the joy of Jesus' birth with us into our workplaces, is our perception of these spaces transformed? How might it be different, knowing that you can affirm in the middle of wherever you work that God, that love itself, is now here? So God is in the workplace, but he's also in the home. When we think about Mary and Joseph travelling to Bethlehem, we often picture them being turned away by an overworked innkeeper and then getting shoved into the stable for the night. While this is a popular image, it is more likely that Mary and Joseph sought lodging with family at a family home. Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem because that is where Joseph's family was originally from. So it stands to reason that Joseph still had family living in the town. In ancient Near Eastern homes, families often kept animals on the ground floor and they lived on the upper floors. With everyone having to return to their family homes because of the census, I imagine that the house was crowded with family, so much so that there was no guest room available for Mary and Joseph. And so they had to resort to staying on the ground floor with the animals. The circumstances of Jesus' birth were probably not what Mary and Joseph had dreamed of. This certainly was not a conventional birth. In fact, the very lack of convention is the sign for the shepherds to allow them to know where Jesus was being born. Can this unconventional nature of his birth still be a sign for us? A sign of the unconventional king still being born in unconventional homes? God is with us in our homes, no matter what our homes are like. I don't know if you have ever thought or wondered what is the perfect house. Do you have a dream house, a dream home that you would love to live in? I imagine that none of us live in our dream houses. But remember, a poor, overcrowded, chaotic house became the birthplace of the King, the Saviour, the God of the universe. All the faults and failures of your home, its location, its atmosphere, its debt, its stress, whatever it might be, none of this excludes it from being the home of a king, of the king. Do you expect God to show up in your home? Does the reminder that Jesus was born in an unconventional home impact the way you view your own home? How can you affirm in the middle of your home that God is here? How do you recognize that God lives in your home, that love itself dwells with you? God is in our workplaces. God is in our homes. And he is also in the world. When the shepherds left after seeing baby Jesus, Luke tells us they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds couldn't wait to tell everyone they met about the glorious things that they had seen and heard. And this is because the angel's message to them described an incredible reality to them. The angels told them that Jesus' presence on earth would change things, not just for the people in Bethlehem, nor the people of Israel, nor the Jewish people throughout the world. No, Jesus' presence was news, good news, for the whole earth and every being living in it. The angels proclaimed peace on earth because a saviour had been born. The angels told the shepherds that this was good news for all people. And so, of course, the shepherds wanted all the people to know the news. This is because Jesus' birth demonstrated that God is with us for the whole world. And this is news for all people. The angel's words expanded the truth that the presence of God knows no bounds in this world. God's message of peace and love given through his presence in the world is for all places and all people. There is no space that is not touched by God. In every space we go, God is there. Does the fact that Jesus' birth is an announcement of peace on earth change how you encounter every space in which you move? The physical spaces, the cyberspaces, the virtual spaces. How might travelling be different if you were to recognise God's presence with you? How might watching the news be an opportunity for you to recognise that God's love is now here? How might the way you surf the internet be transformed by knowing God is with you? God is with us in every space. How does that change the way you might react with the spaces around you? And finally, God is with us in the workplace, in the home, in the world. And if we let him in, he is with us in our hearts. In the midst of all the chaos and noise and excitement that must have come with that first Christmas day, Mary took time to let God enter into her heart. With the bustle of an overcrowded house, excited shepherds coming and going, animals bleating and braying, a baby needing attention after being born, Mary paused and treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. While the shepherds were loudly praising God and proclaiming the news far and wide, Mary sat quietly, thoughtfully, prayerfully even, as she recalled all that had happened and mulled them over. Jesus came at Christmas because he wanted to restore us to the family of God, to be united with him as we are supposed to be. He came to offer us a chance to know God's love powerfully for ourselves, so that we might know that we are children of God, beloved by the Father. But he also came so that we might be transformed by his love, and so to love with his love. Does God rest in your heart? Does God's love change the amount and nature of your own love? How might your heart be different so you can affirm that God is now here, so that you can affirm God's love by showing it to others? As we draw our Advent reflections to a close and look forward to celebrating on Christmas Day, take a few moments to pause, like Mary did. Consider the spaces you frequent, your workplaces, your home, the world around you, and your heart. How are they different? Because they are imbued with God's presence and marked with his love. How have you seen the presence of God in these places? And how can you bring his love into these places more going forward? Let us just pray. Lord, may we see your presence with us, in our workplaces, in the home, in the world around us, and in our hearts. And as Paul writes in Ephesians, may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ that is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Lord, may that be a reality for us today and for the rest of our lives. Amen.